You're listening to the Training Dummies. Off the Rails with Rob and Daryl.
Hello, good evening, welcome, salutations, greetings. It's 208 of the Training Dummies podcast, recorded for you on May 16th. My name is Rob, and this is a little episode of Off the Rails for you, because we want to make sure to keep the content flowing. Now, I think Daryl and I were talking, now that we actually have some patrons,
yeah,
that we're like, we don't want to let you down. So exactly. We're going to try and make sure to put out... I've always had this, like, my opinion was like, don't do it just to do it.
Right.
Like, do it. If you're going to do it right. But the whole point of being able to do the Off the Rails episodes is that we can kind of deviate a little bit. And
it doesn't need to be so topic focused like all our other shows.
Yeah. So it's not just filler. It's like, it's still legit. So we're not trying to pull a fast one over on you or anything. Dude, how you doing, man? What's going on? I haven't talked to you in like a day.
I know, it's been a while. Yeah.
It's been like 24 hours, so I don't know.
Yeah. No, doing good. Busy, it feels like, this week. My wife saw on Facebook, there's this local buy-sell thing, and it's these stacked stone bricks that used to make flower beds. And she saw someone online, they were selling, they had like over 600 of them for $500. And like, well, that's a really good deal. And we do have a lot of places we can use them. Like, we're always like, well, you know, eventually we want to put flower bed here and, you know, do another one here.
Yeah, yeah.
The grass doesn't grow around these trees, so we'd like to put some around there, but it's expensive. Like, we were looking it up brand new. It's almost $350 per brick and plus, you know, tax and everything. So the value of all these bricks is like $2,000 at least. And we're getting for $500. And because they're bricks. Bricks don't go bad. They're just bricks, right? So they're just as good as new. But the problem is we have to get them from their house to our house. And each brick is like 10 pounds per brick. So last night we brought over... My father-in-law came too. So we hauled 220 to our house. But that's still like, 2,200 pounds. And that puts a lot of weight on the truck. So yeah, tonight we did 150 bricks because my father-in-law wasn't with us with his truck as well. But yeah, that's a lot of work, you know, 150 bricks, 10 pounds each, just moving them around. So yeah, it's a busy, I got to go again tomorrow because there's still probably 300 more.
So you were saying before we started that you've been kind of slacking on your fitness stuff this week, but I don't know. I would file moving bricks under,
okay. My normal fitness thing. Actually, my wife was joking yesterday because she helped yesterday move them. And she's like, well, maybe we should do this as our exercise. So she was passing one. She would lift it above her head and then pass it over.
Yeah.
Grab a brick, lift above her head, pass it over.
Yeah.
It's like.
Stop and do some cherry pickers with it. And
some
jumping jack. You'll be, man. Yeah. Gondel says you're going to be jacked by the time
you die. Yeah. Great.
Yeah. It's like some prison routine right there. Passing the bricks along.
Yeah,
so you haven't been running, but you've been moving bricks, huh?
Yeah, I did a run Sunday. It was another like busy, like it's the summer months, and I was really busy on Sunday. What did I do Sunday? I can't even remember now, but I just know I didn't have time to run Sunday, so I did a run on Monday. But I don't think I'm going to get one done tomorrow, and I didn't today.
I would be disappointed, but like that stuff just happened.
Yeah,
like, let's see. So Sunday was basically the 1 week from when we hit our 5K. Mm-hmm. And so I made sure, it's starting to get hot here now in Texas.
Oh yeah.
So, the gym here, at our clubhouse has a pretty rocking AC. So I went over there and I ran a 5K on Sunday just on the treadmill. That was cool. And then I ran a couple miles last night and I tried to at least walk for 30 minutes. Which is what I ended up doing today. I went out for my lunch break and walked for 30 minutes outside.
Oh, yeah, right on.
So what I tried to do, I had this great idea. Like, all right, I've done the 5K. Well, what's next? I'm gonna kick this up a notch, right? And I'm like, so what's? I've been running at about 5 miles an hour. It's like, you know, kind of the average pace. And I'm like, all right, so what's next? Well, what's well, it comes after 5, 6. All right, well, I'll run at 6 miles an hour, right? You think that's not a big deal, or at least I thought it wasn't a big deal. But I did that and about collapsed, man. Like, I got like freaking 5 minutes into that, and I was just like, well, oh my God, I'm dying. What is this garbage? And, yeah, so I talked to James and Allie and, you know, our fitness channel, and they're like, dude, that's ridiculous, man. You can't just jump up that much. Yeah, and this guy at work was like, dude, that's like a 20% increase, man. What are you trying to do? And I was like, oh, okay. You know, and my wife got a kick out of it and everything. But so I guess the consensus is, after talking to some people, that you, that when you're ready to kind of like move up a little bit, you don't, the speed will come naturally and the speed will come later. But so to go for distance. So, I haven't really done that yet either, but I'm still going, I'm still running, and I am pretty well decided that I think I'm going to try and do the half marathon of the Silo District one that I ran this year.
Right.
You know, I'll definitely want to get in a couple of 5Ks or even a 10K before that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to, that's what I want to shoot for. And so it's a year out. I think it'll be legit. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm shooting I'm shooting for a 10K myself in September. There's one in Stony Plain here, which is really close. So that's what I'm shooting for. And then depending how that goes, maybe I'll join you on this quest for the half marathon.
Man, I know a couple of people have actually said that they want to come and run this one. So I don't know if there would be, you know, it's a year out. And it's in May, so it's not like, you know, the crazy time of year. I wonder if it would be like pretty cool to get a couple folks out here to run this one.
Yeah, I definitely consider it. I think that'd be cool.
It's a really good time of year. It's not too hot, you know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think, it's off the rails. We can talk about whatever we want. I'm not sure.
It's kind of it.
People came to hear us talk about fitness, but you know what? I've actually got a lot of really good feedback. People are like saying like, dude, it's super cool. Like that, I don't know. People assume that they just kind of can't do something, or they haven't done it in so long that they're just like, meh. But like you watch somebody kind of just do it, and see, Lance says fitness is awesome. Lance is always posting these.
Oh, super Lance is in here too. Awesome. Like, I saw that video he posted yesterday. Did you see that? Beast mode, man. He set a new record for squat lifts, or what? I'm not sure that's what it's called, but a personal record. Lance did. He posted it yesterday on Twitter. Man, that was amazing.
Yeah. Shout out to Lance, man, our first patron. Yeah,
definitely.
So. All right. Well, let's get into a little bit of gaming stuff. I know it's been a little light in the gaming, especially with being able to, you know, it's kind of like you always try and keep up with everything, like the playing Overwatch and Hearthstone and Heroes. And I think for me, it's mainly been Hearthstone just to knock out my daily quests and some WoW. But maybe start off with Hearthstone. I'm not going to go over all the nerfs. They announced the nerfs.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah.
How are you feeling about that? Are you, because I know you're kind of a cube lock guy. Are you feeling like you got the nerves coming on? Like, what are you going to play now? Or I don't know. Is it going to matter to you?
No, probably not. Like, I haven't had a lot of interest in Hearthstone lately. Like, I'm not even completing all my quests daily. I was trying to, but it's just, I don't know. I think I need some variety in the games I'm playing myself. Cause right now it's like, I would play just a couple games to complete my quest and that's it. Mm-hmm. And if I did play something else, then it was cube lock, but I need to try some other decks. Like, I need to diversify. I know I do, because I think that's partly my lack of interest right now is, I'm just doing the same things, and I'm not finding it fun. So I'm not being drawn back in to log in. Like, I know there's the gold, but if that's all I'm doing is just making gold to buy cards for the next expansion, to just do quests and make gold for the next expansion, what's the whole point? It just feels like I'm kind of in that rut at the moment.
I know the quests got a bit of a makeover.
Yeah, recently. They did.
That feels a lot better. I can definitely tell, like, you know, you get one that's like, win a game as a major paladin or whatever. Right? And you're like, oh, well, I could do that. That's not like, it's not like a commitment. So yeah, so that stuff's pretty nice. It feels better. I haven't touched ladder a whole lot lately. And when I looked earlier, I was at 16. So I logged in and I had a quest to play like 20 paladin cards. So I played, even Paladin.
Oh, okay.
And man, I won like 4 games straight on the ladder and like, you know, bumped me up to, I think I was up 15 or 14. But yeah, I'm kind of with you. Like the quests are easier and they pay out a little more gold now. So, that's kind of like, it doesn't feel like a chore really. So it's not that bad. I finished the Monster Hunter thing. I finished all of it and the Hagatha one. So I got the card back for that. It was cool. It was definitely cool. It was fun. I think I went back to the Kobolds and Catacombs adventure. I went back to that one a lot more than I will.
Oh, okay, right. Gotcha. Yeah.
Cause I feel like I did it and it's done. I'm not like dying to go back and do it again. Cause some of those were just like so random that you're just like, meh, all right. I got it.
Yeah, I finally completed the Cannoneer quest today. So that's the second one. So I still have to do the other three or two quests. I haven't even finished those up. Right?
So it's like, what is it like?
Win 10.
Yeah. So that's funny because there's only, even if you go a full clear, there's only 8.
Exactly.
Yep. So you're like 10, huh? Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, well, that's that. How about let's talk some Warcraft? We have been actively complaining about Coven for quite a while.
Yes, Coven.
Something happened this week.
Something did happen this week.
We were brainstorming before a raid this week, and one of our guys is kind of he's a bit of a raid lead, and he's cleared it on another tune on another guild, you know. This is almost like a secondary raid team for him, but so he usually comes in with some strats and, you know, has a good idea of how things go, and he's kind of him and Gondolar are tanks. Well, he goes, hey man, what's your DK at? And I'm like, I have best in slot legendaries for my tank and my and Frost spec, and I don't know, I'm like sitting at about like 940-ish eye level. And he's like, all right, well, would you be willing to bring that? And I'm like, I guess so. So I ended up off tanking this other one of the other,
yeah, the non one of the bosses,
yeah, the one that just like doesn't hurt that bad. So Shadow, I ended up kind of off tanking and used the mass grip for, I don't even know the name of it, Golgonoth, Argonoth,
the walkers,
Stroganoth. The one of them, yeah, the walking ad. So I ended up using Mass Grip for that, and it took us a few attempts. But yeah. I'll tell you what, man, the very first try, all of a sudden it was like I can breathe, I can do like,
yeah, it is, felt like we were
could do this. Okay, yeah. So we got down Heroic Coven.
This we is did.
I should have a soundboard too because that deserves a round of applause.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got Heroic Coven, and gosh, dude, F that fight. I don't think we're not going to go back. I don't think.
No, I can't do that fight again. That was just terrible. Terrible.
So we're either up against a wall where we're going to just save the lockout and keep pushing on Aggramar, or we're just going to just say thank you. We'll start doing some alt raids or Overwatch or Heroes or something. I don't know. We'll have to figure that out.
Yeah,
we do kind of have a bit of a team, you know, let everybody get to vote. So we'll see how that goes. But
yeah, I'm feeling that way too. Like I don't know if I care to do the last two bosses in Heroic. I really don't. But it's a team, so we'll get, you know, we don't want to dictate this is what we're doing. Like, we'll put it up to a vote and see. And if the majority does want to keep going Heroic, well, I'll keep going, you know, and to try and help them finish it. But if there's a majority feeling that they've had enough, then, you know, alt raids and other stuff like that. Cause I know we had a fun Overwatch night one night too, where we had two teams going against each other, and that was a lot of fun as well. So that's other options to do instead of bashing our heads against another Heroic boss that, yeah.
I don't know. I have a lot of mixed feelings. I'm really glad we finally got it, but the fact that I had to jump onto a whole different tune that, like,
right.
You know, I don't know. I kind of pride myself in being able to do that kind of stuff. Like, okay, fine. I could jump here. I could do this. I could do that, whatever. But like, you know, there's a sense of like muscle memory and stuff that just like, it didn't feel natural.
Right. Yeah. It's not your main, you know? So yeah.
Well, and I'm not, you know, we're not like the hardcore mythic guys that it's like, you have to be able to, you know, bring another tune on demand for progression. Right. Obviously it's, you know, we're the Battle for Azeroth is right around the corner and we still haven't finished this yet, but I don't know. It was a good feeling to get it done. I got
definitely
75 trinket on the tune that I don't play very much.
There you go.
Yeah. Other than that, I think like mainly, it's just been like a ton of emissaries, 'cause that's where like I make most of my gold. So I've been trying to keep up on those. You have been doing something a little bit different though. And I know we wanted to, this came up a while back. And I, you know what I meant to copy. So somebody left a comment on one of our Facebook posts, kind of surprised at our take on this. And I think that's kind of where some of this came from. But why don't you talk about what you've been doing a little bit with your cheating on your warlock.
Right. Well, I'm leveling a mage right now. I've been, with all these new races, and some of them are pretty cool, I'm like, well, what do I want to roll? And I initially had rolled a high mountain druid. But then after seeing, I leveled it to level 20, and then.
So you logged in.
I leveled it to 20, and then, started seeing all the Zandalari druid stuff. And, it's bad enough I have one druid. There's no way I could do two. So, I might have already deleted my high mountain druid. I can't remember, but it's like, well, I still want to level. I still want to do something with the, newer races. So I rolled a Nightborn mage and I've actually been leveling that up. I hit, level 62, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't do a lot of leveling previously. Like I know you have, 'cause you've done a lot. So I haven't noticed the slowdown in the leveling, but, as far as the, what do they call that? What did they put in? Scaling. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So as far as the scaling goes, I think that's awesome. It's allowing me to go back and complete lore master zones that I've never done since Cataclysm. I have lore master completed, but I had completed it before Cataclysm where it was like, complete 600 quests on Kalimdor and complete like 800 quests in Eastern Kingdom, something like that. So I never did go back and complete the individual zones. So that's what I was doing for my mage, was looking at the zones that I've never completed. So I have never completed Ashen Vale. So I did that one and, Stone Talon, Desolus, Fellwood. So I managed to complete all those. I hopped over and did Badlands and then, just those five zones and I was level 59. So at 59, you're able to jump into either Outland or Northrend, and I chose Northrend because
I'm at
level 59. I was out in Northrend already, so that's where I'm at, and I'm actually really enjoying it. You know, going back and being able to do the entire zone, and the quests are still yellow, like they're not turning to green and giving you less experience or even gray. Like you're not out leveling the quests. And I think that's fantastic. Like that's really nice. Giving me the option to do that.
I think I got spoiled because I got used to the pattern, right?
Yeah.
You know, our buddy Jab and I and Justin like just leveled a lot of stuff, right?
So yeah. You did.
I got very used to like going in. Somebody would be a tank, somebody would be a healer, you know, something would, whatever. So we would, you know, you could practically dungeon queue to level and it was super fast. And I don't know, I kind of liked the fact that because this was old content, that it was trivial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't struggle with any of it, but, I have a high mountain tauren warrior that I have as a prot, and I've taken it into like probably four or five dungeons.
Okay.
And every dungeon just feels like this painstaking heroic experience you're about to die on you know, trash mobs, and you're like, and bosses are like a struggle, and you know, sometimes you, what's the, Ragefire Chasm, the one below.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And
Orc. Where I was tanking that one, man. And like the second to last boss, that big lava worm that comes out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like by the time we were done, it was like me and one DPS were the only ones alive. And ouch. Like, it just felt like heroics, man. And I was like, this is too much, man. I'm level freaking 22. And it's like, it's like hurts. So, I don't know. I like the idea of scaling the content to keep it current and like you're saying, you're like, I didn't really want to do Outlands, so I went over to Northrend.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, that's fantastic.
That's amazing.
I love that.
I think, you know, I know a lot of people like the, you know, one of our guildies, Pink, she's like all about the classic experience.
Mm-hmm.
She wants everything to be super hard and to take forever and, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, I think somebody that genuinely enjoys the classic grind experience, right. You know? And I'm like, been there, done that. I don't need to hang out there. I don't need to spend, you know, like 5 minutes on a full rotation.
Yeah.
just to kill this hyena out in the barrens, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm sitting there and I'm like using my 5 minute cooldowns like twice just to kill some mobs. I'm like, what is this? But I don't know. I don't know if it's maybe, you know, it's just because it was a prize, a little bit different. I do have an Nightborne Mage too, but I haven't messed with it too much. My problem is that I don't really need anything else. I've got it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Level. Yeah.
I think my lowest geared tune is like 920, and everybody's got at least two legendaries, and everyone's, you know, they're all good to go.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's at this point, you know, a race change makes more sense than leveling one from scratch because I don't care that much about the heritage armor and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know. Exactly. I like it to be trivial and not trivial to the point where you're like, this is stupid, but trivial to where like, I've done this already. You know, this is old content.
Yeah.
And I should be able to just kind of like stomp through it. And I don't know. A lot of people don't feel that way. I know I apologize, but the dude that left the comment on our Facebook, he was just like, man, it felt so good to go into this old dungeon and we had to work for it and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, it felt so bad to go in there and work for it. You know, like, so I don't know. This is like, you can't please everybody. And honestly, man, it's fine. Like, it is totally okay. Like I've leveled dozens of tunes to cap, like dozens, honestly. Like I think I was up to Kata and Mist, I was over 40, and then Warlords, I think I was over 30, and then
that's crazy.
You know, I totally scaled it back now. In Legion, I think right now I've got probably 15 or 16 at cap.
Wow.
I'm taking it easy.
That's still impressive, though.
Well, I mean, you see now, you have flying, you have heirlooms, you have invasions.
Yeah, that's true.
You go out there and, you know, and then from there, like, getting current level gear is just a matter of, like, doing world quests and Argus, right?
Yeah.
And then turning in those gems to get 910 gear or whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
It's you can gear really easy now.
Yeah. Well, even I'm up to 5 max level characters, and I think that's the most I've ever had.
Really?
And my Death Knight is sitting at 102, and if I just did a couple invasions, I could get him to 110 pretty quick.
I know. Which, sometimes, you know, maybe I should, when I log that in, I'm like, there's one up, dude. Go knock it out.
Yeah, yeah. But then I was like, well, I'm actually having fun leveling the mage right now, so I didn't go do it. You know, I just stuck on the mage, so.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Well, that's what it's about, right?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's about having fun.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. A few times I've wanted to jump into the beta, but I'm like, oh, I gotta do my emissaries because that's where the gold comes from. And I don't, you know, right now we have a very like sustainable ecosystem of being able to do these gold missions that are your table. And, you know, I walk away, my sub pays for itself easy, and all I have to do is emissaries. I don't really play the auction house. I don't really, you know, I'll sell off extra stuff here and there, but like, the mission table stuff alone, you know, you get one of those with the bonus and it's, what's it like, 27 or 2800 gold?
Yeah, around there. Yeah, it's pretty good.
And then rogues have this weekly quest where they get like 5000 gold just for pickpocketing in Suramar, and it only takes like a few minutes.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with
that kind of stuff. So that's kind of like, I don't know, it's nice to be able to pick up those tokens, and I'm going to segue this. I have an idea. It's nice to be able to pick up those tokens, and the game pays for itself, or pays for loot boxes.
Oh yeah, there you go.
In Heroes of the Storm, because of absolutely amazing events like the Nexomania.
Yeah, it looks so awesome.
I saw that trailer and was like yelling. I think I was watching it on my phone, but I was like yelling at my phone, dude. That, I don't know. What did you think about that?
Oh, I thought that was amazing. Like, and the Diablo rework that's coming along with some of those Diablo skins is like, well,
yeah.
I think I'm going back to playing Diablo all the time now. Because but man, I might be doing that again. That looks so amazing.
I know. We're going to have to fight over it. To me, like, a skin will impact like what I want to do too, right? Like,
yeah,
that Karazim skin, the boxer, like the old school.
Oh yeah, that was so good.
And Garrosh with the metal folding chair, dude, get out of here. That is amazing. I can't take it, dude. Man, I love it, love it, love it. Like, even the Lunara one, where she's all painted up like Day of the Dead, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Yeah, so good. Pretty good at some of that stuff they do, that's for sure.
I haven't been touching Heroes that much lately, but just that event, like, was enough to, like, I'm like, okay, fine.
Yep. Yeah, it looks pretty good. Yeah, I most of my Heroes lately has come, like, at midnight after we're done raid, and I'll jump in there and do a couple games with Justin before it's like I can barely keep my eyes open and gotta go to bed.
My wife's been working the day shift on Saturdays, so I haven't been able to quite. I just haven't been staying up as late after raid on Friday.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Get up with the kids, so yeah. But I don't know. We'll see. Maybe this event will kind of drag me back in on some weeknights and stuff. So
yeah, it looks pretty slick. That team over there is so good. The events that they come up with, and even the one last summer, the Suns Out Guns Out, man, that one was so good.
Yeah, I love that one, man.
that was so good.
Stupid Tychus's banana hammock skin. And, gosh, it's so good though, right?
It is. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. And then, this one is really good too. And then, you know, some of the Christmas skins they've come up with, like Ginger Dread, that's my most most played hero, and it's all because of that skin. Like, it's all with that skin. I never played him until I got that one. So, yeah, it's just so good, the things they do with that game.
I love it because, like you're saying, like, a skin alone will influence, like, the amount of time I spend in the game and who I play. Like, you know, you're playing tunes that you never played before, or, you know, like you said, going back to revisit some that were some of your old favorites. And
and the best part is and where it differs from Overwatch is you can see the skin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Overwatch, if you got a fancy skin, and I heard someone else on a podcast talking about this last week or two, that if you have a fancy skin, everyone else can see it, right?
But
you
can't. Yeah, I think we were talking about it.
Yeah.
The other day,
or actually maybe it was us, I can't remember now, but
mm-hmm.
So anyway, but so with Heroes, you get to see the skin that you have, and that's the best part, I think. So good.
Well,
there was one other
magical event that happened.
Big event.
We're the champions of F5 here.
We are
training dummies. So we managed to score ourselves some BlizzCon tickets, and we used the buddy system. We leaned heavily onto that, and I'm surprised at how many of our crew actually did get through.
I know.
The point where we were like, hold up no, yeah,
don't buy those tickets,
you don't need to. So that was amazing. But I'm not gonna name any names, but so I made a post on Twitter, and I was like, got BlizzCon tickets, right on. And somebody replied to me and was like, I can't believe you got tickets, but this other well-known popular streamer didn't get tickets. And I was like, okay. Well, yeah. Congratulations to you, too. Like, everybody could crack me up. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just better at F5, I guess.
I guess so.
I got the skills, but...
But yeah, it was
so, yeah, is there going to be anything... are we doing anything different this year for BlizzCon?
I don't know. Are we? I don't think so.
I don't know. Maybe we should try and figure something out.
Yeah, maybe. But it's funny that even with the tickets, like last year, I remember we had hardly anyone get through. Like it was day two with a Saturday, and it's like everyone was just felt deflated because we didn't get all the tickets we needed. And it's like, I just remember everyone in the chat was just down and just sad. And then someone managed to get two tickets from someone else. And then we looked at it and like, okay, that is enough. But it was weird. And then this year it was like, totally different experience in that, no, don't buy those tickets. We have enough. Are you sure? Yeah, look, yeah. We still got extras, right? And it's amazing how it was different between the 2 years. And I just remember the stress because I got through. I've never gotten through before. And the stress because you got to fill in your name and email on 4 tickets. And it's like, you know, like I'm shaking and trying to type because I'm, you know, I'm like, I made it through, you know, like, holy cow, I made it through. And so I'm shaking and trying to type in at the same time. And yeah, it was very stressful. It's a high stress event, the ticket purchase.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it was the second round again this year, too.
Yeah, yeah, we had a couple in the first round, but the majority came the second round for sure.
Yeah, I also was able to get through and I couldn't even say anything. I couldn't even cue myself up to talk. To be like, I'm in. But like, I was just like, and like, yeah, I'm trying to type. I can't type. I'm like copy and pasting stuff as fast as I can. Like, you know, freaking out. Wait, do I need actual names and email addresses right this second? I was just like, oh my God. I'm like trying to click through as fast as I can. But yeah.
Yeah.
We got it. You know, huge, congrats to everyone out there that did get tickets. I am in a Facebook group. I think it's Blizz Nerds or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's the one, yeah.
There's a lot of chatter in there for folks that didn't get tickets that seem to have a gross misunderstanding of the process and how it's really just a massive queue that's first come, first served. And, you know, there's if somebody purchases tickets and tries to scalp them elsewhere, like that's a frustrating thing to deal with. And it's kind of a jerk thing to do, but like that's up to them, you know. So I don't know. It's a high stress thing, like you said, and even like everything surrounding it, people wanting tickets and people wanting, you know, it's just such an amazing event. People want in, right? So it's like, you know, I understand. I'm not putting anybody down, but like it's just I feel good. I'm glad I got my tickets. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, cool, man. Do you have any other stuff you wanted to
go over? I don't think so. Maybe I'll do some of this housekeeping stuff, though. If you have any questions or comments or want to find out what we're doing, we are active on Twitter at Training Dummies. Rob's at Rob Copeland. Myself, Daryl, is at Daryl_TTD. Also, if you like the show and want to support us, you can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/trainingdummies. Yeah. What else do you got? Anything?
No, that's it. Yeah, Gondel's super hyped. I'm super hyped. He says more beer. there's probably a picture. It might be on my Instagram or something. it was like the never go hard on the first night, but it's like, I don't know. There's like cases of beer.
We had several beer that first night last year.
That was great, man.
I'm sure it'll be the same this year.
I do. I know you already mentioned this in our Discord earlier, but over the last few days, you have managed to figure out the Google Play deal. I don't even know if it's worth getting into the details, but you do have that ironed out now. So because Lance was asking, it should be up in Google Play, the podcast, and I think you may have posted the link earlier too. I'm not really sure, but.
Yeah, I posted in the Discord, and there is a clickable link on the website now too.
On the
banner we have on the right hand side.
Yeah, and it should be. I popped it into our onto the Twitch earlier too, so it should be.
Yeah, and there. they said it would.
That's up and going.
Yeah, it'll be searchable within the next 24 hours too. So
yeah, so if you're one of the unfortunate folk that uses an Android phone, then maybe. We can bother you over there too. So. Yeah. All right. Shout out to you, Daryl, for lifting bricks, I guess.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Well, and you had a lot to do with the BlizzCon tickets. So that was massive. So that was definitely a huge shout out to you for that. And, yeah, a shout out to all the guildies, everybody in Had One Job that kind of sat in and put in the team effort to get everybody tickets. Shout out to our patrons. Definitely thank you so much. It feels good to have some support behind what we're doing. You know, we're coming up on 6 years now, and yeah, it's good stuff, right? What do you got, man?
Yeah, well, yeah, a big shout out to everyone that was helping us get the tickets. That was, yeah, it's like we said earlier, it's a high stress event, and I'm glad our entire group that is planning to go gets to go again this year. It's a lot of fun to. These people we raid with every week, and you know, even outside of Red, we talk with them every day in our Discord, to get to meet them face to face, you know, give them a hug. Our yearly hugs go around, and yeah, it's just a great time, and the face to face I think is the best part.
Yeah,
with all our friends. Yeah, shout out to you as well for, you know, you were a big help too to get these tickets. Like we both got through, which is still, you know, it still amazes me how many got through. So yeah, big shout out to you. And, yeah, like you said, all our patrons, big thanks to everyone.
You're just repeating everything that
I said. Know I am. And I'm going to keep doing it too. All right. Fine then. Well, that wraps up episode 208, right? Yeah. 208 of the Trading Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show on iTunes, Stitcher, thetrainingdummies.com, and now Google Play. And remember, we are all just jackasses with mics. Why isn't my soundboard working?
It's advice you can trust from people you shouldn't.